Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Leo de Havilland is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. We haven't talked to him in a while, but we're going to fix that today. He's a Wall Street analyst. He provides his clients with supply and demand technical research, I should say, on the global financial picture. He's got many decades of experience in the Wall Street trading environment, formerly employed by Goldman Sachs and other companies like that. He's the author of one of my favorite books, Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. And he's our good friend, Leo Havilland. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
It's good to have you back, Leo. You wrote an article recently titled Looking Backward, Gazing Forward, U.S. Corporate Profits and Financial Trends. In my own rudimentary Main Street way, I've talked about this a lot on my show, but and even though, you know, this show is all about dedicated to 100% on the side of small businesses out here on Main Street, we have our customers. Many of our customers are big companies, so we want them to do well too. And so in that spirit, I'd like for you to give us the thumbnail of what your article was about, the U.S. corporate profits and financial trends.
Two or three key points, Jim. First, they don't always rise. From 1946 to 2015, they declined year on year 22 times. And some of those declines have been in recent years, including 2011, where they fell about 3% year on year. And we all remember the 2008 debacle when they fell about 18%.
Right.
So that's one point. A second is that corporate profits, of course, tie into, over the longer run, significant moves in stock indices, such as the S&P 500, and, of course, reflect to some extent U.S. and nowadays, with the interrelationship between global marketplaces, global economies. So in looking at these global profit trends, we have to say and wonder, is the recent decline, say, in first quarter 2016 versus first quarter 2015, something that we should be worried about, not only in the Wall Street world, but in the Main Street, smaller business world, and the global economy?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Well, see, and I, in my own rudimentary way, Leo, I sort of predicted this. And I'll tell you why. In my essay that I wrote and in other columns and on this show, I pointed out how since 2008, corporate America has continually conducted what I'm calling financial capitalism. Not classic capitalism, meaning they bought back shares of stock to increase their share price. They've consolidated. They've cut costs. They've used all these internal, inside the industry methods of driving their share price, which is as a way to drive profits and to drive share price, without investing in the Main Street economy.
Excellent point.
They're sitting on their cash. And so what I said was, in this essay and in other writings and on this show, I have said one of these days they're going to run out of options in financial capitalism, and they're going to have to come back to the marketplace. What do you think?
You make an excellent point. What underlines your statement is the degree of focus in the mainstream media on what is occurring in this financial arena, when we both know that a substantial amount of what's really happening in the real world and what matters so much for U.S. growth, U.S. employment, and therefore in the world is what's happening with Main Street and small businesses. So what these firms have managed to do collectively within the tax codes and share buybacks and so forth is distracted, with the aid, of course, some of the mainstream financial media, from the importance of the small business sector.
That's right. That's exactly right. There's been almost nothing. Well, look at CNBC and Fox Business. When do you see any references to the Main Street economy? I mean, every once in a while, that one of them will admit that the stock market is not the economy, but that's about it. Or they'll talk about the stock market as if they're reporting on business.
Right.
Well, you know what? Business is the whole economy, not just one sector. The corporate America is one half of the economy. Small businesses, one half of the economy. And consequently, Leo, we have 2% growth over the last 6 or 7 years.
Right, and that's with the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates repressed and its cheat-the-saver policy.
That's exactly right. And we should have already mentioned the codependent entity of the Fed, which has helped in their behavior, has helped corporate America do what they do, because you, Aaliyah, I'm sure you know that $2 or $3 trillion in their balance sheet, that money never got down to Main Street.
I'm still waiting for my share.
I know what you mean. But this is what's wrong with our economy, and consequently, the gavel I'm dropping on this, Leo, is we are in the last 2 years of a lost decade.
I agree with.
Is that too strong?
Well, it certainly describes both the slow growth situation as well as the lost opportunity for, let's say, all of us or the world to have benefited from this extraordinary easing by the central banks.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you got small business owners who do not want to borrow money even at 3%, that tells you that there's no growth opportunity. It's been wrung out. And you got corporate America who's sitting on cash. And of course, then you got to turn your gaze back to Washington, right, Leo?
Yes. Yes. And reading your recent article, Jim, on the special sauce and organizations needing to work together, I thought, well, Jim needs to go to Washington and maybe the whole U.S. political scene and bring a special sauce to help reduce the division between the various parties.
I'm afraid it would take some drugs too, Leo, to make that happen. Right back with Leo de Havilland, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.